CBSI in the world. I'm John Batchelor with my colleague Gregory Copley, who's in his native Australia in the wonderful city of Perth. Gregory, I've never been there, but I study all the old pictures. Perth was grown up out of, well, the inspiration, I believe, was a series of naval officers meeting under a tree, is the painting, I'm told, where they founded Perth. Mm-hmm. But in any event, it's very romantic to think you're facing the Pacific, Indian Ocean and not the Pacific Ocean. But I turn to something that's happening in the North Atlantic. AUKUS includes the United Kingdom. And the puzzle for me, ever since I learned that the President of the United States will not attend King Charles's coronation, I was struck by it because I hadn't thought through. There are very few of these in time. And there were only two coronations in the 20th century. We can expect to be just two in the 21st century. I'm guessing that the people of the United Kingdom are unhappy with this. How do the Australian people react to Joe Biden not attending the coronation?
It's very interesting. The comments I've had in the past few days is that they think, as was the most common phrase expressed, was, well, Joe Biden's a bloody idiot. The reality is that there are reasons behind this approach. Firstly, President Biden reflects, for example, the former President Obama's attitude to the United Kingdom, which is one of hostility. We talk about the special relationship between the United States and the United Kingdom, but the reality is that for some presidents, and Obama and Biden are two of them, who felt that the United Kingdom was somehow the oppressor of the Irish people, and they support the Irish people, and they support the Republic of Ireland's claims to Northern Ireland, which is part of the United Kingdom. President Biden has also expressed his support for the Scottish independence movement, which is going nowhere, but nonetheless has the support of President Biden. And President Biden has refused to entertain the thoughts of a free trade agreement between the US and the UK in defiance of the perception that this was a special relationship. But there's more to it than that. President Biden, when he did attend the funeral of Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II late last year, refused to accept British government advice not to bring large motorcades and large numbers of people to the funeral. And President Biden turned up with at least two of the armored beasts, which are the armored vehicles he uses for motorcades, and used one of those at least to attend the funeral activities at Buckingham Palace and then at the cathedral for the Queen. The result was that he got caught in traffic in Britain, did not take the government-provided special coach, which Emperor Hirohito of Japan, among other world leaders, for example, took. But Joe Biden took his beast, got caught in British traffic, was late, and was forced then to sit in the back of the cathedral with minor heads of state, which was a great insult to President Biden. So I think he is feeling angry and embarrassed that the funeral of Queen Elizabeth didn't revolve around him, and he has decided to punish the British by not attending the coronation of King Charles. Well, that's his loss, and I think most Americans do not support that view. I think most Americans are very happy to participate in something as glorious as the installation of a traditional ruler in a country such as Britain, from which most Americans have derive some cultural origins.
Yes, and also,
the reality is that
also this is the United Kingdom. We're talking about AUKUS. This isn't some sentimental journey to a nation that once upon a time was important in the 19th or 18th century. This is the United Kingdom that gave us the fundamentals for the atomic weapon in 1942. I mean, we're talking about a gathering of geniuses that, well, Gregory, you see, I'm puzzled.
Well, yes. I mean, the exchange between Britain and the United States in the recent century, particularly, has been profound. Not just nuclear weapons, but the whole organization of aircraft carriers derives from British experimentation. The success of the Boeing 707 and the Boeing 727 derives from British
technology. And radar.
Of course. We can list these things as long as your arm.
We have 30 seconds. So your opinion is that the Australians blinked as I blinked about this, even if they have opinions for the Republicans. They blinked at not attending the coronation. There are only going to be two in the century, Gregory, if all goes well.
Yeah.
And this is
what. That's right. And King Charles has proven himself already to be a great statesman. His current state visit to Germany has been profoundly successful. He shows himself to be a figure on the world stage capable of bringing nations together. And Joe Biden has chosen not to be part of that bringing together of the Western nations.
Gregory Copley in Perth. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.